Today I have a guest here, Wee Hiong, who is the SQL Server MVP in Singapore. He happens to also be one of the major coordinating organizing member of a major community event which happened on the 17th of May, which combined three major user groups in Singapore, namely Windows IT Pro User Group, SQL Server User Group, and SG.NET, which is the developers user group community in Singapore. We started planning for the event about 1 to 2 months before, and during one of the organizing meeting, Wee Hiong threw up a very interesting idea, which proved to be very, very useful for the event. And I just want to take this opportunity to invite him down and talk to the rest of you about the technique he's talking about or the idea that he's talking about. It comes across to me as something which is pretty personalized. I take it as, say for example, I go to Amazon.com and buy a book. And based on my profile and the book I buy, Amazon was actually able to tell me what would be the other books that I might be interested in. This technique is data mining, and we sort of toy with the crazy idea of applying it to the community events that we're actually running. So we wanted to have the ability whereby a UG member actually comes to our registration system. Based on the profile that he keys into the system, the registration system is able to so-called show him what are the likelihood or the more interesting topics which the system is being trained to think about, what is applicable to him, or whichever is more interesting. So I'm not the expert in this topic, data mining. So I will let Wee Hiong talk to us about the idea of data mining and what it can actually potentially do.
Okay.
So Wee Hiong, please.
Sure. So this, as Dennis has shared, right, this crazy idea that we had during the UG meeting, right, was that we hope to be able to analyze all this user registration data that we have, okay, and subsequently be able to make better recommendations to UG members. Okay. So this is one thing that we wanted to do. The other thing that we talked about was that can any UG leaders, without any prior training in SQL Server, or without any prior training in data mining, also do the same thing that we have done. So these are some of the issues that we hope to address. And one of the interesting things that has happened in the past 2 years is the release of the data mining add-ins for Excel, specifically Excel 2.07. And what this add-in allows you to do is that by putting in data in Excel, converting it into, for example, a tabular format, you can immediately do what we call table analysis. And we're able to gain interesting insights from this table itself. Okay, so what are the things that we can gain from this? For example, if a user group member signs up for topic 2, we want to understand what are all the key factors that led users of a similar profile to choose topic 2. Either this person could be of a particular age group, this person could be of a specific gender, this person could have chosen a prior topic before choosing this topic. So using all this information, the goal is of course in subsequent user group event, whether it's joint events or whether it's user group events, whenever a UG member goes online and say, oh yes, I want to attend this user group meeting, and this user, if it's an old user, we already have their profile. If it's a new user, of course, they will have filled in their profile. Okay. Using this profile that we have, we are able to make good recommendation. And hopefully, from the user's perspective, the user group member's perspective, it will be a very nice experience because they know they will think that the UG knows what they want. So this is what we hope to achieve.
So which means over time, a UG member will get more and more engaged because every time he comes back to the event, the event is so-called being able to know him better instead of like knowing him as a stranger kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's a very cool idea.
Yes, yes.
But to come up with such a concept, I know you need to have some kind of data.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the right amount of data that we should be actually looking at?
Okay, so maybe I'll give you an example in the context of this community launch that we did.
Okay.
So in this community launch, the data that we captured was things like, for example, of course, the UG member's name, the age of this U-Dream member. Of course, it's very rude if you ask a person, especially a lady.
When's your birthday?
So what we did was that in Singapore, whether you're a Singaporean or whether you are a foreigner, mm-hmm. you will have this unique identification number. And usually this unique identification number, the first two digits, right, always refer to... Yeah.
Okay.
And of course from here, immediately we can infer their age. Okay. At the same time, the form captures things like what is the... whether they are developer or whether they are IT pro. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as they sign up for the tracks, we know that, oh, perhaps for this particular track, they sign up for this topic. For the next track, they sign up for the other topic. So this allows us to capture, in this case of our launch, right, we capture about 300 over entries of user profile. And we took this, feed it into Excel, and make use of the data mining add-in to analyze for all these key factors, what are the natural grouping for all these users, so that we can target each of these groups, and maybe give them better gifts and things like that. Mm. Yeah.
So, when you were mentioning the add-in for Excel,
yes.
Can I say that you can actually just do the entire data mining with just Excel?
Yes, exactly. And most importantly, right, when you make use of a tool like data mining add-ins for Excel, right, as I already explained earlier, you need not be a data mining expert.
Okay.
You just need to know some of the very easy to understand terms. For example, if I tell you, in order for you to find insights, and this insight that you want to find is what are the key factors, you will click this button that says analyze key influencers at the ribbon. Okay, or if you're interested in finding what are the groupings of these users based on their profile, groupings that you might not be aware of. Of course, if we're talking about a grouping like developer, IT pro, those we don't need data mining.
Okay.
We can just ask them to select whether they're developer.
Stupid
to use data mining to do that. However, if we want to know groupings that are not immediately obvious to us, but nevertheless it's important from an organization perspective, you can go again to make use of this data mining add-in and click detect categories.
Okay.
And using this, what the data mining add-in will really do is that you will take all this data that you have in Excel, push it to SQL Server, ask SQL Server to make use of the right data mining algorithm to gather insights about this data that you have, and after which this will be visualized again in Excel in a very intuitive way. And immediately as a UG member, as a UG leader, you can look at this analysis and then be able to offer more value-added service. So that is the first part. The second part is that if I want to really build this into a user registration system, then of course you need some amount of development. In this case, you won't be using the data mining add-ins for Excel. You will take this data, load it into SQL Server, build the proper data mining model in SQL Server, and make use of, depending on where the registration system is developed in. For example, in this community launch, we make use of SharePoint to do registration. You will develop the necessary web part, which will talk to SQL Server, specifically analysis services, and try to make predictions. But that is a topic for a different discussion. Yeah.
I know in the past when we were running user group events, like the combined ones, the number of people who come is like very, very difficult to actually estimate. So there have been times where we like order too much food, or sometimes we don't even order enough food and then some people go hungry kind of thing.
Sure.
Is this data mining thing capable of helping us estimate, I mean in the future, if we have enough data, will it be able to help us with like the planning and estimations, like how many people may eventually turn up and things like that?
Sure, so when you use the data mining add-in, there's actually, again at the data mining add-in at the ribbon, one of the things that you can do is forecasting. You could also do regression analysis, and using either forecasting or regression analysis, and given a sufficient time horizon, you can definitely use this to analyze trends in participation in past events, and then use this to predict how much food you should order and things like that. But of course that takes time to gather this data, so you cannot just make use of one event and then immediately to predict the other event, the logistic support for the other event. But if we could gather this over a substantial period of time, over many, many UG meetings and many, many community launch, I don't see why we can't make use of this to do logistic forecasting and things like that. Yeah.
This is very interesting.
Sure.
But I think every user group should actually think of using data mining to help you plan your activities or even predict some numbers to a certain extent. So today, thank you for your time. I learned a great deal from data mining thing. I believe if you stay on in the video, we'll be looking at how some of the data mining add-in is being done. So thank you for your time.
Now what we're going to do in this presentation is to show how we can make use of the user registration data that we obtained from the community launch in order to derive interesting insights. In this demo, I'm going to show two things. How we can make use of the data in order to do market basket analysis. I'll define what is a market basket. And also in the same demo, I'm going to show you how we can make use of the same set of data in order to do an analysis of key influences or the key factors that contribute to specific topics. So let us start off by looking at how we can make use of the registration data and how we can make use of the data mining add-ins in order to do market basket analysis. So here what we perceive as a basket is really a single user registration. So if you look at the Excel spreadsheet on the screen, you will see that this numbers 1, this denote one basket, and in this basket which correspond to one user registration, this user is from the Singapore Windows user group. The competency is in the area of service technical. 74 really denotes the two digits that prefix their unique identification number, and in this case this usually relates to the year in which the person is born. If we look at other entries, for example if we look at entry 5 here, you will see again in this basket this particular user group member is from the Singapore Windows user group. In addition, this member is also from the Singapore SQL Server user group. The designation is a managing director, and the prefix for his unique identification number is 27, okay, and so on and so forth. Now, given this set of data that we have specially formatted, once I install the data mining add-ins and I've converted this to a table, you'll realize that now we have a set of table tools. And when you click on analyze, on the ribbon you'll see several things that you can do with the data. One of the things that we're going to make use of is the shopping basket analysis. Just to reiterate, the shopping basket in our case really denotes, each basket really denotes a single user registration. So in order to derive insight from this data, all I need to do is to click on the shopping basket analysis, determine what is the transaction ID. Okay, this allows you to group items in a basket. So in this case, our transaction ID is really the registration BAS. Okay, and what are the items that we are trying to mine here? We are looking at the item column, which is column C. In our example, we are not going to make use of the item value, which is an optional view. And what does a user group member needs to do? All the user group leader has to do is to click on run, and you'll realize that at this point in time, the data mining add-in is pushing this data to SQL Server, where SQL Server is building a data mining model, specifically an association rule model. And once this association rule model has been built, SQL Server derives insights from this and pushes this back to Excel, in which you can visualize. And you'll realize that there are two additional worksheets that's been added. One that says the shopping basket bundled items, and the other one that says the shopping basket recommendation. So let's take a look at the shopping basket bundled item. What this tells you, if we sort this based on the number of sales, in our case of course it's not sales, this is really how much data in the original data set support this particular bundle, you'll realize that EV2-3, which is one of our topics, okay, is bundled together with SG.NET. If we go back to the tracks, we will see that, let me go back to the track, you'll see that EV2-3 is really this topic called a developer's guide on using data mining. So what this is trying to say here is that if this person is from SG.NET, and if we bundle this together with EV2-3, then this is a good bundle and probably it will be a good recommendation. Okay. At the same time, we can also look at the shopping basket recommendation. What this means, if again we sort this based on the importance, from largest to smallest, you'll see that if this person has selected an item called EV2-2, in this case EV2-2 really refers to Silverlight and unit testing, then the system might want to recommend to this user that he or she should select EV2-1, which is programming, Windows Communication Foundation, and so on and so forth. So using this very simple demo, you have seen the power of the data mining add-ins and how a user group leader can make use of it to derive a lot of insights within a very short time. And of course, hopefully this will help to make the experience of user group members better, in the sense that they feel that, you know, the user group leaders as well as the user group really understand what they want. Now, as the second part of this demo, I'm going to show you how we can make use of the same user registration data in order to do analysis of key influencers. So to start off this demo, let us take a look at this base data, which is formatted differently. Here, the first column tells you the registration ID, the user group, the job role. In this case, this is not really the year of birth, but really the two digit that prefix the unique identification number. This gives us an indication of the age group that the user group member falls into. The topic one that the user group member has selected, topic two, and let me remove the last column, category, okay. And of course you can have topic three, topic four, and so on and so forth, okay. Now once the data is formatted in this manner, what we're going to do is we're going to click on again the table tools analyze, but now instead of choosing shopping basket analysis, I'm going to choose analyze key influencers. The moment I click on this, it asks me to select what are the columns to analyze for key factors. So all I need to do is to select, I want to analyze all the factors that contribute to a user group member selecting topic 2. So let me click on that. And it says choose column to be used for analysis. When I click on this, registration ID is just a running number, so it's not an interesting column. But let's say that we want to make use of user group, job role, the two digits that prefix the unique identification number, which we denote as year of birth, topic 1 and topic 2. I click OK, and now when I click run, observe what happens. Again, the Excel add-in or the data mining Excel add-in is doing the same thing. It's pushing this same data over to SQL Server, and SQL Server is doing the analysis, and after which it pumps this back to Excel, and it immediately shows you a report that says influencer for topic 2. And if you look at this particular report that's generated, let me filter this or sort this based on the relative impact from largest to smallest, you'll realize that if a person has indicated in his registration that this person is from Windows user group, SQL user group, and Office user group, most likely the person will favor MD. It means that this person could be frivolous. The person could just anyhow select any user group, and that's why he favor empty for topic 2. However, if we go down, if we take a look at, for example, topic 1, this refers to the column in which the value comes from. If the person has chosen this particular topic that says benchmarking, the forgotten rule of performance tuning, then most likely this same person would favor choosing IT1-3 as a topic 2. Okay, now if we further go down, if the person is from user group sg.net, and we know that sg.net is really a developer centric user group in Singapore, then most likely this person will be interested in choosing developer 2-3, which is a developer's guide on using data mining as topic 2. Okay, and so on and so forth. Now using similar idea, if we go back to the base data, I could also again click analyze key influencers, but now instead of choosing topic 2, I could choose topic 1, meaning I want to understand what are the key factors that contributes to a user group member choosing topic 1, topic 1. Okay, so again, registration ID is not interesting. We take a look at user group, job role, year of birth, topic 1 and topic 2. I click OK, and all the user group leader has to do is to click run. And immediately, SQL Server is again doing the analysis, and then you will see a new report, and this time round, you see that this report says influencers for topic 1, which means the factor that contribute to a user choosing a particular topic 1. And if we look at this report, what you'll see here is that if this person has chosen as topic 2, developer 2-3, a developer's guide on using data mining, most likely this person would have also chosen a topic called developer or dev 2-2, Silverlight and unit testing. Similarly, if this person is from the Singapore SQL user group, okay, then this person is likely going to favor benchmarking the forgotten rule of performance tuning as topic 1, and so on and so forth. So in this very quick demo, we see several things. We see how we can make use of shopping basket analysis as well as the analysis of key influencers in order to derive interesting insights for user group leaders. And we hope to be able to share this with all the user group leaders so that they can make use of a similar tool in their running of the user groups. Yeah, thank you. That's all.